Chapter 12. Engaging Employees. When the Wagner-O'Day program got off the ground during the first few decades, the program leaders focused primarily on proving capabilities to federal and military customers, as well as partnering with commercial firms to create even more employment opportunities. During that time, little was done to formally examine the preferences of people with severe visual disabilities and whether or not the employees were really satisfied with their positions. Realizing that talented people set an organization apart, there emerged a desire by the 1980s to gauge employee satisfaction within NIB-associated agencies. In 1982, NIB conducted a pilot survey of employees of associated agencies. Although the sample was small, with just 100 employees in 10 associated agencies interviewed by NIB staff members, the results were positive. It set the stage the following year for a larger-scale survey of 1,000 people in 53 associated agencies to learn more about employees' attitudes, desires, and concerns. Conducted by NIB staff, the results showed a high level of job satisfaction, although many employees were unfamiliar with the Javits-Wagner-O'Day Act or NIB. And one of the major drawbacks of the survey was a perceived lack of objectivity and independence because the survey was entirely administered by NIB. NIB responded in two ways: by reaching out directly to nominees for NIB's National Employee of the Year Awards, and by using outside experts to design, administer, and compile later surveys. Employee of the Year Program. In 1968, the NIB Board of Directors approved the establishment of the Peter J. Salmon Employee of the Year Award. The program recognized one outstanding employee each year, but did not reach beyond that to recognize the nominees for the award. In 1981, the NIB Board decided to invite all of the nominees for the Salmon Award to the annual training conference. As word of this opportunity spread, the numbers grew from a handful in 1981 to more than 80 nominees today. It has turned out to be an excellent communication tool for NIB to share information with agency employees about NIB services offered to associated agencies and the importance of the Ability One program to their vocational livelihood. Using outside experts. In 1987, the NIB staff engaged 1,008 blind direct labor employees for another survey. To respond to external perceptions of earlier surveys, NIB retained Polaris Research Associates, Incorporated, an independent research firm in New York City, to perform a detailed analysis. Mississippi State University's MSU's Rehabilitation Research and Training Center on Blindness and Low Vision, in consultation with the American Foundation for the Blind, performed the next survey in 1994. MSU staff conducted personal interviews with 500 employees in 25 NIB-associated agencies and compiled all the data. Both the 1987 and 1994 surveys reflected a high level of job satisfaction, as well as a desire for more career growth opportunities. In light of new and emerging global findings on employee engagement and satisfaction, NIB hired International Survey Research LLC, ISR, which was acquired by Towers Perrin, Incorporated, now Towers Watson, to conduct the next three surveys in 2002, 2005, and 2010. ISR specializes in designing and implementing employee management and customer surveys to offer solutions in organizational effectiveness, human capital management, and advanced analysis. As part of Towers Watson, ISR surveys employees of hundreds of companies across the globe. NIB was able to benchmark its results against this broader set of quote-unquote norms. In each of NIB's most recent surveys, more than 1,000 employees were surveyed to identify, measure, and prioritize organizational issues that affect the level of employee satisfaction and engagement for employees who are blind working on Ability One contracts. Key findings from the 2010 survey showed that the overall level of job satisfaction for employees in NIB-associated agencies is statistically higher than U.S. national, manufacturing, and hourly norms, And compared to the 2005 survey results, the 2010 survey results showed marked improvements in all comparable categories, with the highest scoring categories being working conditions, training and development, and performance management. The areas of clear strengths were pride in the work the organization is performing, overall job satisfaction, a high level of morale in the work units, and support of agency values. But there were also opportunities for improvement in the areas of training for career advancement, workplace safety, and communications with employees. In each case, NIB shared aggregate survey results with participating agencies to determine what actions might be taken to ensure that NIB-associated agencies continue to enhance employment experiences for people who are blind. Using the results. Ever since the first survey conducted in the early 1980s, NIB worked with associated agencies to meet the changing needs and desires of people who are blind. The surveys have enabled NIB to engage the hearts and minds of employees at all levels and help to discover areas for improvement. In addition, the surveys encouraged employees to discuss aspects of their jobs that they may not be willing to share with members of their management team. Responses to the survey results by agency management showed employees that their thoughts and opinions mattered, thereby improving communication with employees and offering direct feedback to the organizational environment. Moving forward, NIB plans to use the survey results to continue fostering advances in employment practices in NIB-associated agencies.